The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hey, Teddy.
How's it going?
Good. I guess. I don't know. I'm getting along. I'm much better. I have to do an interview today right after this, so that's why I have no makeup on, because I'm going straight into glam after this, so it'll be interesting to see how I'm going to be able to sit in a chair for 5 hours.
How's your new compression garment?
It sucks. It's so tight. I had the worst night's sleep. It's like, because I have a bad lower back and the compression's so tight, my lower back hurts so bad that I'm like, really, guys? Just when I was starting to be able to like sleep through the night. So that I have it off right now because I can't even wear it with what I'm wearing in my interview.
You're like, I have it off because it sucks and it hurts. I'm not.
Well, you fear compression so tight. The girl had to put it on me and it's a bodysuit. I couldn't even put it on myself.
And then I can't do that. My skin is too sensitive. It really bothers me, those things.
And then they put that plug in my belly button 30 minutes a day, twice a day. And it hurts because the compression, but they're trying to get some depth out of this fake belly button. What a process. Whatever.
Oh my god.
Dr. Ombe, people are saying, well, how come Dr. Ombe didn't do it? He was there, his partner did it, and his partner specializes in things that are like very technical and difficult. He's like, I would not touch you. I would not do that. He does a lot of reconstructive, Dr. Molds. He's really good. So he's like, wow. He's like, look at your stomach. You have a belly button now.
So, oh, I can't wait to meet your belly button, Tam.
I know, it's like Christmas.
I haven't seen you in so long. Like, I started thinking about it. I'm like, we haven't done an in-person together. I know,
and my schedule now that I'm getting better is getting booked up, but I want to come see you. I am going to be in New York at Sally Beauty for our skincare line. So I'm going to be doing a meet and greet there. I'll let you guys all know about that. That's, I think it's February 3rd. Ugh. Coming up.
Well, I love that. And then February we are going to be at the Wynn in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Doing a two teas in a pod. And also we just happen to be there the same night that the Cougs is performing.
I know. Now you're bringing Edwin, right?
I think so. I haven't even talked to him about it yet. I just added it to his calendar.
Okay. Cause I usually never go to Vegas without Eddie. It's like one of our things. Like, really? You're going to go to Vegas without me? I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the plan definitely to bring Edwin.
And then I told him about your dad and he's like, yeah, cause he's not a big Vegas guy. And we were just there. So it's like our fill for the next few years.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, totally.
Well, I can't wait for the Cougs to meet Camera. Yeah. Well, I guess a lot has happened with me since I last saw you on Monday.
And I try calling you, but you're always busy. So I haven't really gotten the full, other than text messages.
I know. And plus I'm that person that when
you shut down,
I just shut down. I'm like,
I know. I go, oh, she's shutting down. She's not even on the group texts.
I'm not even responding. Yeah. I just go into like,
that's why I called you. You know me, I'm a texter more than a caller. And I knew you were shutting down. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to call her.
And then I just go on to like autopilot and I'm just like, figure it out. Like, just do what you got to do.
Right. So what happened? So you went for your 4 to 6 week checkup.
Went for my 4 to 6 week checkup. And then I kept feeling, so I have two like lymph nodes that feel like, one that I feel like has kind of always been there. And then one that just popped up and I was like, well, maybe it's cause I'm getting a cold or whatever, but it happened a couple weeks ago. And I kept showing it to Edwin and like checking it. And I'm like, does it feel different? And you know, we're not doctors and we're just
right.
I don't know. And I'm Googling like, which guys don't.
Well, Google. I'm a Google doctor.
Yeah. Like I have an MD in Google nonsense of creating my own rabbit holes.
Right.
But I had finally come to terms with the fact that my lymph node was fine. Like I had diagnosed myself that you're going to be fine. And so I didn't have anybody go with me to my checkup or anything. Like I Ubered to Nurse Jamie's. Like, I'm like, I'm going in casual. I looked at my back. I'm like, everything looks the same. Look good to go. I'm like, make a day of it. And then I get in there and like immediately he's like, okay, there's 3 new spots on your back. I'm like, okay, well, why we're here.
So weird that they just keep popping up. I mean, the good thing is that you had a PET scan. You know that it's not gone any deeper than into any organs or flesh or whatever. It's just on the surface. But why? Yeah. Does Dr. Tanya, why they keep popping
up? They don't know. And now, of course, my dad and Edwin, like, they're just getting the lymph node. I mean, this part of my shoulder, I've kind of come to, I'm like, okay, if that comes back again, we'll just keep figuring it out. I'm probably going to do like some stem cell research type, meet with those type of doctors too.
But you've already gone through the genetic, right?
Yeah, I have Yeah. But then this part was the lymph node part. I showed him, then he's like, all right, let's get you an ultrasound. He's like, who knows?
Yeah.
But it's better to check. So they checked all over my neck and everywhere. And then I go back, I go to the third doctor. So something that people keep asking, are you only seeing one doctor? I'm like, no, there's like a practice of multiple doctors within the place. And they're all so amazing. And all of them agreed that one of them looked suspicious. They're lymph like, one of the lymph nodes. So they're like, okay, you have 3 options. Your options are 1, wait, come back in 3 weeks and let's see how it looks and just keep ultrasounding it. 2, it's not a very pleasant option, but we go in and we do a needle biopsy. We'll numb up your neck. We can do this right now. And then we go and we stick we pull it out, but there's, a 10% chance they won't be able to get enough from it and you'll have to remove it anyway. And then the third option is we can book another surgery and remove it and just get rid of it. So I was like, well, what would you do if you were me? And he was like, I would do the biopsy. But then I was like, okay, so that's now. And like, that's not where you want. Like,
so he did it right then.
No, then they took, I waited 30 minutes and then walked over to like the other whatever spot it was, and went back to where they did my ultrasound. And then a new surgeon that I had never met before came in and did that biopsy. But that one hurt and like my neck's all sore and I'm like, ugh. And then, So now I'm just waiting. 3 to 5 days, I find out about the lymph node. And then the ones on the back, that's like a week and a half or something. But this is the brutal part is like, yeah, I mean, that's all brutal parts. But then I have this person that is reporting on my every move from hot yoga.
What?
Did I tell you about this?
No. What do you mean?
So this is all like coupling together because, you know, I started going to this hot yoga class. I wanted to do this. I want to go 20 days the month of January because I haven't been able to run and all those types of things that I love to do. So it's like, I want to challenge myself. So then this blogger, I don't even want to give them any information, starts messaging me that I am a fraud, that I don't really work out because a girl saw me at hot yoga and saw me go into the child's pose in the middle of class.
So what?
And I was like, yeah, it's 110 degrees in there.
Yeah. I left one time hot yoga because I felt like it's going to pass out.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going through a lot. And some days I crush the gym. And some days I crush the class. And some days I can't do it. And that's me and life. And that's everybody. And I was just so disappointed. And then the guy ends up, or whoever the blogger is, keeps sending me all this other stuff. Like, and then on this day, this happened. You left 7 minutes early here and this here. And I'm like,
that's creepy.
So I call the yoga studio and I'm like, okay, these are the 3 days that they're reporting on, which, you know, it's Sunday, Tuesday that I did the podcast with Tam and blah, blah, blah. It's this class. And they're like, we've narrowed it down to 3 people.
Really?
Because they're the only 3 people that took all three classes.
Do you know any of these 3 people?
I don't know anybody in the class.
Wow. That's going to be interesting.
So now I was supposed to go to the class today and then you changed the time on me, but I was ready. I was going in hot today to the 9:30 bar, yoga hot bar. And I was ready to like have my eyes out. Who's filming me? Who's doing this? Because there's like footage of
somebody's filming you in hot yoga?
Yes. There was somebody who like filmed me in the child pose.
Okay. They have cameras in there. We had cameras in our gym. So
I don't think they have cameras in there, but now
for security, legal reasons, all kinds of things. I bet you they do. I would say.
I think they have cameras when we walk in, but not in the studio.
Very smart.
But it's now, of course, like me and Kyle and Jen and everybody that we all do yoga together, we're like, we need to get to the bottom of who
stay it is. Stay in the back. Go in the back row.
Yeah.
Go in the back row.
But my question
is, wear a shirt that says fuck off next time you go.
But then one of the yoga teachers like made such a good point. Like, we come here to like meditate, relax, work out, like, and
namaste, bitches.
Yeah. Yeah, like who is coming to yoga to be an asshole? Like that's the only time during the day that I'm not an asshole is yoga.
That is just rude.
Like I don't understand. Me off.
I don't let it. That's what they're trying to do. But I mean, just think like
it just pissed me off.
Thank God you don't live in that person's skin that they would go into a class and start filming. Like
and then report to a blogger and say that I don't really work out. I'm like,
then why would you? So do you go there and stand?
I go there and just relax. I go there to sweat without trying to work out. Like I'm like, yeah.
What did you do in another life?
You know what? I was thinking yesterday. I did an interview with Bryce Sander, and he asked like, why Tamara? And I was thinking, I wish I would have answered it, but I was like, it takes a special kind of person to put up with me. And you know what? Tamara can do it. That's why she's the one with the job. Tamara and Edwin, figured out a way to manage.
Did you say because she's got a big ass mouth? That's why.
I just said I need someone messy like me.
Yeah, we're waiting for Eddie's results from his TEE, the scope that he did to look at his heart. And I keep saying like, where's the results? Why haven't they called? He's like, oh, I got him. I got to make an appointment with my other doctor in Texas for him to read them over. I go, send them to me. So he's like, everything looks good. And so it's all about his appendage and his heart. And I looked at it, Google doctor. And I'm like, nope, you're going to need a watchman. He goes, how do you know? I go, because the velocity in your appendage.
Please, you don't even know what the word velocity means. Well,
20 to 40. It's 20 to 40, da, 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 da. And I said, normal velocity in your left atrial appendage should be 60. So it's not beating, it's how fast it's beating. I said, it's not beating accurately. So you're probably going to have to get the watchman put in. And he's like, okay, well, I guess so.
Dr. Tam.
I know. He's like, oh my God. Dr. I don't, we really don't know. I always, like you, do the deep dive into what I can find on Google.
I mean, I really just prefer to do deep dives. I would rather the deep dives not be about my own medical conditions or your husband's. I'd rather it be about, like, you know, random.
I did ask my dermatologist, because I have a good relationship with her. And I said, talking to her about you and your back. And she said, I had another patient like that that had got clusters of them. And it was due to tanning beds.
I mean, I did have a tanning bed in my room growing up.
I know. What you do to 40 in the 40s is when I started getting skin cancer. 20s, what you do, you're in your 20s, your 30s, it doesn't show up until you're
by 20s 40. And 30s, though, I wasn't tanning bed anymore. We had switched to Mystic spray tans.
Oh, remember that? I remember this.
Oh my gosh, you go in and you're like,
when were you spray tanning?
Tanning bed was high school.
Yeah, well.
Tanning bed was high school.
20 years later, now you're probably...
You don't need to point out it was 20 years later, Tamara.
Okay, well, mine was probably like 70 years later. 70 years later. Oh my God, talking about years and years, another Jen Shaw story.
Ugh, yes. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all new bottle for an all new mist experience. You have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all-new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water-Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician-Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
The one-on-one with Andy Cohen is not going to happen. I have heard some rumors that she wanted a lot of money.
I heard some rumors she was shopping it around, which I thought that we read in the court documents that she was not allowed to shop around. But this is what her statement says. Official statement from Jen Shaw. On January 6th, I stood before Judge Stein and asked him to see me not as a fictional character, but as the real Jen Shaw. Please stop. I am now at a point legally, emotionally, and mentally where I can answer some questions and provide a few unknown details about my case. I want and need to share these critical facts. I owe it to those that love and support me to hear the truth. I will not be doing the one-on-one with Andy Cohen and Bravo because of their unwillingness to remove contractual provisions that would allow the network to legally make misrepresentations of me and my story relating to any and all topics prior and during the course of my participation. The specific one-on-one interview was not part of my Salt Lake City reality TV contract. I promised myself and my loving family that I would not allow this portion of my life to be sensationalized or inaccurately conveyed. Too many people have been hurt by my actions and my inability to control my own narrative. I would rather remain silent and wait until I'm able to accurately share my story than continue having complete lies and misrepresentations about me smeared across the headlines. I intend to speak and you will hear from me. I will share my story and this painful part of my life very soon. Why do you keep making it about you, Jen?
I know. And in 6 years from now, that's when you're going to share a story, but no one's going to give a shit. No one's going to give a shit. I don't even want to hear a story.
Well, did you hear the victim speak out on Good Morning America?
Yes. Two victims spoke out on Good Morning America, and more of the interviews were released on Nightline. 75-year-old Trisha said, I'm telling the world I was stupid enough to be caught in a scam. I'm not a stupid person, but I did make a big mistake. Do I want to tell the world that? No, I really don't. But I don't want other people to have to go through the same thing that I went through. She paid $47,000 to Shaw's company to start an online business. I'm just recovering from being in a deep depression. You get to the point where you just say, there's no way out. I don't have any money to take care of myself anymore. Another victim, 44-year-old Molly, I probably spent $44,000 on 6 credit cards, all of course that went to bankruptcy because I couldn't afford to pay that. I mean, I have a question for you. I don't know if you followed the Chrisleys.
I did. I have like some juice on them.
Okay. So Jen Shaw's getting what, 6 years? Yeah. Todd Chrisley, and she's got all these victims. Todd Chrisley's getting 12. Now they're saying that because Jen took a plea, she got less time.
Yes.
And because the Chrisleys went through full trial, they got more time.
They got more time because they're not admitting guilt.
Admitting guilt.
Yeah. So they're still in denying what's happening. So they got more time. Plus I think it's way more money that they scammed. But I also was talking to somebody who really did not have positive things to say about him.
So I used to talk to Todd a lot.
But didn't he like release a video of one of like,
well, there, you know what? I don't know what to believe. Honestly, he was always really nice to me when I talked to him and Julie. I talked to Savannah just on Instagram and wished her well. And I feel so bad for her. Like, and hopefully she'll be able to see her parents, but they have a 16-year-old and then they also have the daughter, the granddaughter. So, and that's all on, I would imagine, the grandmother and Savannah moving forward.
It's heartbreaking, but it's also, how could you do that to your family? I don't understand.
Right.
How could you know? Like, you have money, you know what you're doing, but
they keep saying they're innocent.
That's what I heard. I don't know them from Adam. Right. I've never met them.
This week into I just can't even imagine.
I can't imagine either, what kind of narcissist thinks that they can get away with doing this? I mean, it's a similar thing,
right?
Like, thinking you can get away with.
Well, people think twice if you're going to do something like that and go on and period. And then go on to a reality TV show and think that you're going to get away with it.
Yeah. Well, Heather Gay to switch it on over. Heather Gay buys $2.8 million house, 7,922 square feet pad with wine cellar, outdoor entertaining space and pool. Everyone's chatting about it. I don't.
Yeah. Great. So she went from a condo to a 8,000 square foot house.
Yeah.
That's good for her.
Good for her. I've actually heard a lot of rumors about Heather Gay recently too.
Oh, do tell.
You've heard them as well.
I've heard rumors that she's not coming back.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true or not, but since she just bought this house, she might have to come back.
I was going to say it's going to be a little bit pricey. I mean,
$3 million for 8,000 square foot. That's damn good. Couldn't do that here.
Well, know who's not interested in recapping the OC episodes with me?
Who? I think Whitney. I should have some approval.
Whitney.
Okay. Are you going to have like different one each time? Or
I am thinking
rotating three. Yeah, that would be good.
That way we don't get the heat of like, there's a bias, like, you know, like if I were to have Brandy repeat, like I want to have Brandy a bit. I think she's good.
Oh God.
I talked to her
last night and she's excited. I'm excited.
I can't wait to watch. And we didn't talk about this. So the other night when we were texting about Vicky, just that you were seeing her.
Yeah.
Then I went to just go, I just was like, you know what? I'm going to see what Vicky's up to. They'll Vixter.
Yeah.
And I went to her Instagram. I can't go to her Instagram because I'm blocked.
Oh, Teddy has been blocked by Vicky.
I don't know when she did it, but I was like,
I'm actually shocked that Vicky knew how to block you because she's not really that active on social media. So, okay.
But I was like, wow. I mean, I didn't even block our other friend, the one that was coming after us. I'm not a blocker.
You're not a blocker. Are you a restrictor?
No, I'm a muter. Like if I don't want to see your stuff, I'll mute you.
Is that the same as like when you restrict them?
No, because they can still see me. I don't care if people see me. Like,
oh, okay.
If I'm having, do you. If you still want to look at my stuff, go for it.
Go for it, right?
But mute doesn't show up in my feed. Like I don't have to see your.
People can see it, or just the person can see it.
So if I were to mute you, I wouldn't see your stories. Like, but you wouldn't know that I don't want to see you.
Okay. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had a few cast members muted.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't want to see it. Yeah, yeah.
What's the other one? There's muted and then there's like,
well, you
could, they could see restricted where they could see you, right? But they can't.
They can only see certain things.
Certain things, something like that. Okay.
Well,
oh my God. Speaking of
Insta stories.
Oh yeah. Andy Camp Cohen was on the Insta stories last night with the Real Housewives of Potomac film, their reunion yesterday. It looked like it went into overtime. I think it was time stamped at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we were like just 10:04 or something.
10:04. And then somebody released the seating chart. And
Queens of Bravo. I don't know how Queens of Bravo continuously has the like inside scoop on everything. I'm like,
yeah.
But Bravo did too. Bravo.
Okay. So let's talk about the seating chart. I'm a little bit shocked.
So it's Andy in the middle. On the left hand side, it's Karen, then Candace next to her, then Robin, then Mia. Then on the right hand side is Giselle first seat, Ashley second seat, Wendy third seat. I am shocked why Giselle and Robin are separated.
Well, why is Giselle first seat though? I heard that she's been first seat every single reunion.
I always thought
back in the day, it made things to change. First seat means one that was the most polarizing, the one most outspoken.
Who do you think should be first seat over Giselle?
Mia? Candace, maybe?
No, Candace just gives good confessionals.
Okay. Wendy? I don't know.
Remember the beginning of the season with Wendy? No, Giselle. I mean, it's either Giselle or Ashley first seat. I mean, Robin's not going to get first seat. Mia can't get first seat. Candace is, you know, she's doing enough to get second seat. But I mean, Giselle is the ultimate shitster.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. Giselle deserves first seat.
I think she shows up and does the work no matter what. And then Karen is like the perfect at deflecting and. I think she's going to be in the middle of the drama continuously until the end of the season.
What do you think about that set? I don't really like it. It's pink and turquoise and blue and yellow. What's it supposed to be? Miami?
We're in Potomac.
It says Miami. There's a sign that says Miami. So wait, their trip was Miami.
Oh, their trip in the MIA.
In the MIA, Mia.
Yeah. So that's that. Can't wait to see it. Sutton Strack reacts to Lisa Rinna saying she'll have to work next season. Sutton Strack clapped back after Lisa Rinna said she'll have to show up and work on the next season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's all I do is work. So that's funny, Sutton told Page Six exclusively at fashion event in New York City on Tuesday. I'm working right now. I've been working all day. I've been working all week. All I do is work. So that's funny.
I think she meant on the show.
Yeah.
Not at your store.
Sutton, come on. But yeah, I think Sutton, and I said this to Bryce, I said, listen, I think if Sutton can bring the same energy she has in her confessionals into the scenes and she doesn't cower in the scenes, she's going to be able to bring it.
But I do too. I think Sutton does bring it. I think that she speaks her mind. It's just, that's her personality. She's very Southern.
Well, you know the backstory of my Southern accent, right?
No.
So mine was so strong when I first moved out here, y'all, that my first boss, because I used to answer the phone, Ken Stovitz's office, he said, boy, if you want to work for me, you need to lose
get your shit together.
You need to lose the accent. Like, or at least, because I'd be like, hold on, let me get him.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold up, y'all.
Okay, Dolly Parton. And 95.
But it still comes out when I drink. So I trained myself to Ken Stovitz's office. But that is what Sutton has to say, which, speaking of Lisa Rinna, Teresa compares Margaret to her.
Huh.
So Teresa says, the way you describe Lisa Rinna, it sounds like Margaret on my show. I've never seen someone who is so messy, so involved, and so toxic. She's behind a lot of the stuff that's on our show. I hope the truth all comes out. I just heard she was recently saying something shady about Louis. She needs to go get a life. She just wants to hurt people's family, just like what she did to Jennifer and Bill last season. She said this on her podcast, which the curious part to me is why she's allowed to talk about this on her podcast before the season airs. But did you see that she won the thing on live, that she was on live Kelly?
With Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly and Ryan?
Because Kelly wore her wedding, well, y'all's wedding dress.
Was it her actual wedding dress that she wore, or was it?
She said, thanks for letting me borrow everything.
Yeah, but I looked at the picture. It didn't look like the wedding dress.
I think she wore a couple wedding dresses.
Oh, that's probably what it is. I didn't see all of them. And we are getting a Teresa spinoff wedding show?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I haven't heard much about it. I heard at the very beginning there would be one, and then there's coverage of it on their
I haven't heard much about it. The only thing I heard was that Insta story of Louis where he's like, I could be a man, and like pans to his family. And I was like, what's happening here?
Okay, Louis. Okay.
Queens of Bravo,
very active.
Queens of Bravo. Maybe you should come on the pod and do an episode with us.
Maybe you should do that.
We get a lot of our insider info from you, Queens of Bravo. And I don't even know who Queens of Bravo is. I've never seen Queens of Bravo.
We don't know who any of these.
So we know who Christian Grey Snow is.
Well, that's because he uses his name. But a lot of these housewife Instagram accounts, they don't use their name, and they don't, except for the Pink Box. Is that his name?
Our producers just texted. We'll reach out. We also don't know who it is.
Yeah. So
Queens of Bravo, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Forever. Yeah. If we are grading the premiere, we've give it a solid B. Not exactly blown, but happy to have the ladies back. New season premieres February 7th. So that's coming up. I'm excited for
Jersey.
Jersey, for sure. We've watched the premiere episode, and while the episode feels like more of the same Teresa, Joe, Melissa feud, it's never boring, and the episode even ends with an explosive feud carried over from the reunion. What would that be? What feud would that be? The new edition feels easily integrated, but didn't exactly pop. Their cast photo looks pretty.
They look hot. I like these colors together too.
I like the background, simplicity.
Teresa's the only one that got a light blue, I see. And is that Dolores right in the middle?
That's our girl.
What's up?
Yeah.
All right. So let's take a little break and then we'll come back and talk about Miami. Listen, y'all, I know the struggle is real when it comes to maintaining a balanced lifestyle. I've been very open about my own weight loss journey as it has been something that has been affecting me pretty much my entire life. If you're like I was, you probably are finding yourself making the same excuses over and over. I mean, if I had a dollar every time I said, I'll start tomorrow, that's why I started All In. And that's why I know it's designed for you. Because All In is all about accountability, and with accountability comes action. That's right. With us, you have someone who's constantly there to guide you, support you, and hold you to your goals. It has been the only thing that's ever worked for me and helped me change my life. So if you're listening, wondering what happened to your new year, new you plans, I'm here to tell you, you don't need no resolution. You just need the All-In accountability solution. So best part, sign up using promo code TWOTS. That's TWOTS. You got it. And you'll get 10% off our signature 2-week jumpstart. Just head to allinbyteddy.com/TWOTS. And let's go all in on you. Once again, that's allinbyteddy.com/TWOTS to get 10% off. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all new bottle for an all new mist experience. You have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas, or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all-new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water-Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician-Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
All right, we are back to discuss Miami. I have to say, this episode made my heart go pitter-pat. I really needed it in my life.
I even talked to Eddie about the episode afterwards, and I never do that. Never can't be like, really? You're really telling me about those? And of course, you know what scene I was talking about. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Oh my God, we'll get to that. But it was a good episode. But I have to tell you, I don't want to see any more damn animals.
I'm going to tell you this, that I'm going to need an emotional support animal to get through any more of Julia's scenes.
How about a goat?
Tam, if you love me, you'd send me a goat.
I'll send you a goat. I don't exactly know where to find one, but I'll find one.
I need a goat. Miss Goat. Where's Miss Goat? Oh my gosh. By the way, what? I know I got sidetracked, but Chanel Ion just sent me a DM and now I need to write her back, but she was so nice. I forgot how much I love her.
Why is she writing you, not me?
Because I obviously made more of an impression at BravoCon.
Clearly. Clearly.
But okay. Now this leads me to my first question for you.
Okay.
Because I audibly laughed when Nicole said, Larsa would know because she sells her feet online for $5. So I want to know how much you would sell your feet for.
I would have to pay people to look at my feet. I'm not joking. I do not have pretty feet.
Guys, okay. So tap the link right here and then.
Well, you got pretty feet.
They look like Fred Flintstones.
But they're not bad.
They're like short and stubby and soft.
That's actually a joke within our family because we have a lot of Fred Flintstone feet in our family.
And my feet are like flat.
Flat and wide.
Flat and wide.
That's how my mom is. You can hear her walking.
Yeah. I mean.
Here's mom.
I know. Yeah. And Dove has my same walk already. Poor little thing.
Oh, thank God she's cute.
Thank God. Whew, she's got that one.
I died. Nicole, she is savage. She is pretty. She is smart. She has a career. She has it all. And I've got to believe the girls have to be jealous of her.
Of course. But I also want to know what the caviar pasta. Caviar, I'm like, pasta. I'm broke. I have no idea.
You are not broke.
I was like, that's a flex. When you sit down and you're like, I'm going to have a caviar pasta.
I've never even heard of that before.
That's my point. That's what she ordered at dinner. She's like, I've been on a juice cleanse, but now I'm ordering the caviar pasta. I'm like, hot damn. I was too busy watching Danny DeVito. I mean, her dad.
I don't even know that I would invite him.
Okay, but we have to go back. First, we got to get to the party later. First, we have to talk about this dinner because do we think that Anthony saying that Larsa and her big fat butt. I mean, I think it's going too far.
When he did that, I went, no, Anthony, like, no. But then people are on Instagram are like, well, he's not lying.
But it's because Anthony is likable and funny and rich. That's why he gets away with it. But could you imagine if it was like Alexia's husband?
You know what? I think Alexia's husband would get away with it too. I think it's the douchey guys. When a douchey guy says
it. Could you imagine if Lenny said it?
Oh, he'd be done.
I'm sorry. I don't think. I mean, I guess I'm maybe not our husbands are douchey, but if Edwin said that about somebody or Eddie said that about someone, they'd get killed. And I don't think we have the world's douchey.
I think he will mildly get killed, but I think that people are also saying, well, he's sticking up for his wife. But of course, you know, the body shaming whole situation, like nobody should be body shamed. So I don't know.
I mean, he's giving like, who was the other husband that was really he's wanting a mojito this season. Like he's getting in there. This is not his first time.
Oh, wait, do you see Eddie this season?
Oh my gosh. Eddie has an orange. Oh, you might be mad at me at one of the things I said also on ET. Oh, I just remembered when you said orange.
What? I don't get that.
I said that I would never ever do Orange County.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm too scared of you.
Oh, yes. You're scared of me.
I love that you said if we really were to get into like a drag out, you would for sure win.
You'd shut down and I wouldn't.
Yeah, you would keep going and I have a breaking point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it would depend if alcohol was involved or not. If no alcohol was involved, I would have to fully shut down. What did you think about we said it earlier, but the mirror on the wall. Like, I mean, definitely it was a power move because it put.
Oh, icon. Iconic. I actually reached out to her and I'm like at icon status now. I mean, that was brilliant and good TV. I mean, was it nice? No, but the best part was Lars is reading it and she's like, I don't get it.
Well, of course, because she couldn't even say, she's like, is that the fake one of them all? And then Gertie had to come over and be like, fakest of them all.
And she's like, huh? And then she thought she was getting a I'm sorry present in a black velvet box. And I mean, oh my God, that hit hard.
I thought that was good. And which leads me to the next question for you is, do you think that you're a subtle bitch or more of a full frontal bitch?
I'm a frontal bitch. There's nothing subtle about my bitchiness.
Well, what do you think about me?
You are more subtle. I think you're more subtle.
Oh!
Yeah, you're more
subtle. Why are you going to be complimenting? You know what? I do see there's certain like characteristics about Nicole, like how she wants everything that I do really see myself in. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I do. Some are really likable traits and some are like my worst things.
Yeah. I think that, does it all fall down to daddy issues?
Wait.
Yeah.
I can say this. My dad would have never acted that way. He would have done other things. But the way that her dad was at that dinner, I was like, I would have been losing it.
When he walked in like that, and what did, who was it? It was Marisol, like walking in like a 80s drug dealer with his glasses on or something like that. I'm like, oh, shit.
No, but then he was like hitting on Kiki.
He was hitting on everybody.
And then
she goes, she's all, he's 2 foot two and...
But that's why
drug dealer with the sunglasses on. Ugh. I was a little shocked that Marisol wore white.
I thought that it was rude.
It is kind of rude.
I mean, Marisol was growing on me, and then
it's
this
a
episode.
Last color that I'd want to wear to an engagement party. I almost felt like she did it just to get girls talking.
Yeah, I think she was just trying to stir. I mean, I think it's clear she doesn't particularly like Nicole. Like she said, "Oh yes, she's growing on me." Like, you don't really say that if you like somebody.
That's what she told the dad. The dad's like, isn't she amazing? Marisol's like, yeah, she's growing on me. I'm like, oh my God. But at the end, and I'm sorry, that's the best part of the party was amazing and beautiful. Clearly they know how to throw a party. But at the end, when the girls are sitting on a couch, you know, Nicole was serving everybody. Like, she's just like, if you guys had a 20-year career, I don't think any of them have they? Oh, Gertie,
but like if you're going to medical school and you've put yourself through all this.
8 years of school and then this and that, and then you're to say something like that. No, I don't blame her.
I mean, I've never, you know us, we could never. So it's like, she's able to use that and say like, back off. And yeah. I don't really get why Alexia has it out for her so much, because
when she said like, I have a code of conduct, I can get fired. And Alexia just didn't understand it. And I'm like, and some of the other girls really, I don't know if they like deep rooted or like low key don't like Nicole, but it was quite obvious. Nobody came to her defense. I mean, Gertie was kind of, I'm trying to see both sides. Oh, now I see Nicole's side, but most of them, like, she walked away.
Yeah. And no one was there for her, or no one was even going like, you know what? Tonight's your night. Like, no one made her feel special.
No one did.
They've got to be jealous because, I mean, she really is.
I mean, look at her big papa daddy there. And it kind of felt like they were jealous of her.
It did. But what part made me kind of bummed was Nicole's dad, when he came up to her and he said, he will never be like me. One day he'll come out home at 11 p.m. and say, Nicole, listen to this. And then Nicole cuts him off. What do you think he was going to say?
I don't know. I was going to ask you that. She's like, we're not talking about this right now. But what was she, what was he saying? Who would never be like him?
Anthony.
I mean, it was a great episode. They also had the little charity, the charity event for Alexia's son, DeMoya.
Oh yeah, DeMoya.
DeMoya.
What about when Alexia asked drunk Danny DeVito what he thinks of Anthony? That was pretty messy.
What was his exact answer? Do you remember? Because I'm like, wow.
I mean, really? It wasn't great. It was as good as she's growing on me.
Yeah. The one thing that really hit my heart, I know we're kind of all over the place right now, but when Alexia said, I want my son to be okay when I'm no longer around. I mean, as a mom, obviously that
Said that about her son. Yeah.
I want my son to be okay when I'm no longer around. And, you know, all of us moms, you know, want that. But when you have a child that has special needs, and I couldn't even imagine the worry and concern of what's, and his dad's not around. So,
I mean, regardless of how she, you know, things that I disagree with her as a housewife, she is, seems like such a loving and kind mom. And the way that he looks at her,
it melts
my heart.
Yeah. And speaking of other kids, when Gertie was having game night, and thank God Manu, is that his name? The guy,
her assistant coming/friend.
Her kids look like, am I really doing this on camera? Are my friends really going to see this?
Like, and mom, we've never played this game before.
Right.
Like, what is happening here?
This is horrible.
But what, which also brings me back to, now we're flip-flopping everywhere, guys, but we can't help ourselves.
I know.
What the hell is a spiritual wedding that Marisol had?
Oh, I didn't even know that she had a husband. Or semi.
Yes, you did. We husband-ish. Saw.
Well, ish.
I don't know. Because a spiritual divorce sounds a lot like death.
Well, like, some divorces are death. A spiritual, so that basically means they had a ceremony, but it's not legal. And so does that mean that's why,
that's why she could essentially, a spiritual wedding ceremony is a type of ceremony that acknowledges the couple's connection to God or the divine, but allows the freedom to express it in their way during the ceremony. I'm not mocking.
Let's have a spiritual
ceremony.
Let's have a spiritual ceremony.
Should we have a spiritual special so that we can make some more money on a show?
How do you feel about having a spiritual
friendship?
Medium come on and read us.
I can't. Adam would never let me. He's like really against it. He's like, no, I don't like it. I don't know. The one time it happened on Beverly Hills, and she just read me without me even I said, I don't want it. And then she still was like, so-and-so is talking to you. And I was like, bye. I don't have to explain myself to Edwin. I can't deal.
Yeah. I know. I have a friend, Scott Cruz, and just talked to him, and he just blew my mind completely. Like, was saying to me like about my surgery and how my grandmother, he didn't know anything about it. My grandmother was there. She's the one that pushed me to do this, and I almost backed out of it, and thank God she did. And then he asked me about my mother. Is your mother's worried she's going to go blind, which she is, doctor? It's just like, I'm like, whoa. How do you know all this? But he's the best.
What did you think about Martina not getting a prenup with Julia? I mean, my first thought was like, phew, the animals are set for life.
Oh my gosh. How long have they been together?
A long ass time.
A long ass time.
I mean, her kids were little.
Okay, I'm going to say something.
What?
I feel like her stories are contrived for the show. They just kind of feel like she's doing them for the show. Do you think that she's really going to adopt?
I mean, it's hard to adopt in general, but I think if that's a made up storyline, that's kind of jacked up.
Yeah.
I
might be wrong, but everything just seems.
But maybe she truly can't. Like, it is hard to adopt, and especially.
For sure.
You know, so who knows what they're going through. And especially with what's going on with Martina, that's heartbreaking. But I do feel like Julia is on the outer edge of everybody. Like, there's no.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of also.
Wait a little while and you'll have some grandchildren.
But Lisa was barely in this episode.
Barely in the episode.
And either was Adriana.
Oh, that's right.
She came out like dressed like she was going to like a ball. Like she looked beautiful, but I was like, whoa. Like yeah. late to the party, no details. Then we just end the episode. And oh, what about when Larsa says, you know, I'm glad I got disinvited. I wouldn't have wanted to waste my time going anyway.
Yeah, right. Well, what I really was like worried about was her damn chicken. I was worried about the chicken when her son was there and they're putting the little chicken cutlets in there.
I was like, why is it not little cooking? Chenders.
Well, they were cooking it. And then those things cook fast. I cook those a lot. And so she put the top on it and she's like, oh, we're just going to go sit down and talk. I'm like, no, your damn chicken's going to burn. Get back in the kitchen.
Get your chicken.
Your chicken is going
to
burn.
Then they had a distraction. Then she had to try to read a mirror. Things were really happening.
And there was no smoke alarm going off. So I think that the chicken got turned off.
I think the chicken was like, a prop. Hey, Teddy, can you go pretend you're pouring yourself a glass of water? That kind of thing. Yeah. Like we need B-roll.
That's funny.
And then... I mean, then we just end the episode.
Do you think we're going to see more of the party? Because that was one of her 10. You know, she says she has parties at level 10. That was a level 10 party. Now, if you go to Nicole's Instagram, there's a lot of footage from the party that you did not see.
Of them like actually having fun.
Yeah,
and
on the camera, you know, doing the alcohol balloons. I've never even heard of that, but that sounds kind of fun.
We love her. We need to have her on.
Yeah,
but I'm glad she delivers in such a calm way.
I don't think the girls know how to deal with her.
They don't know how to deal with her because she seems like.
Here's the thing. She's, you know, obviously they're loaded. She has her own career, even though are they married now?
No, that was their engagement party.
Well, yeah, that was probably a year ago when they filmed it. I didn't know if they were married already.
Somebody made a snide comment like she's not getting married, something like that on this episode.
Still not married. Okay, well, I hope to see her wedding. Just can imagine what it's going to be like.
How do we get invited, Nicole?
Nicole?
We are readily available to attend your wedding.
I would like to be a flower girl.
I'm fine to just be the person that holds the alcohol balloons.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, but... I mean, the episode was good.
I feel like, you know, fan thoughts, everybody was team Nicole.
Yeah.
For the most part. Some people didn't like the fact that Anthony said that Larsa has a big butt. Why is Alexia protecting Larsa so hard? Why do you think?
I think Alexia just doesn't like Gertie or Nicole.
I don't know. I think you're a good housewife. Obviously, you have... friends, we get friends, you know, like you and Kyle were close, but if you saw somebody else as being like Kyle was being mean to somebody or wrong, would you call her out? Because I'm usually on the side of right. Like if you're my good friend on the show and you're doing something wrong, like I'll be like, you're an asshole. But
but it all depends how much is shown. What we're seeing. I don't really understand the dynamics of who Alexia is really close with other than Marisol.
Yeah. Well,
but I didn't know that her and Larsa were that close, but then what about, we didn't even talk about this. How Larsa repeatedly kept talking about how everyone knew who she was and then would be like, well, I mean, you've never heard of Scottie Pippen. And then, but the part that made me laugh the most, which Nicole's confessional was so spot on. I never had to Google Larsa. And I also know who she's dating. Like that is so true. It is
true. She's smart. They cannot screw with her. And somebody says, Nicole is a goat. Reminds me of a young Kyle. Goat. Somebody called me a goat one time and I got offended because I didn't know that it means.
You didn't know it was greatest of all time.
Nope. Never knew
that. Are you going to start calling yourself that on your own captions now?
Maybe hashtag goat. Hashtag goat.
The next question from a fan is, what was the logo at Nicole's engagement party? It was advertising Teddy's company All In. What? I never even saw that.
Oh, I did. I did see something that said All In.
Wow. My reticulating activating system or whatever it's called did not show. And then the next thing, love Nicole, but that mirror stunt was so immature. I think... Listen, you're supposed to be petty.
It was amazing. It's up there. I don't even know what other stunt on a housewife show can beat that. Do you? I'm gonna have to think about it.
If you go on the show knowing it's about drama and an ensemble cast, no one should be uninvited. I agree, no one should be uninvited to a cast trip. I think that's like...
Well, first of all, I got to believe that she paid for that entire party.
Yes, but if it's
so
a party...
So she can invite whoever the hell she wants.
I think you can... For a party, you can... A trip, I think that's an asshole move. But
I wouldn't...
It's actually her engagement party. I wouldn't want somebody there saying I was fake, slept with all the doctors.
Right.
Like trying to sabotage my marriage and my career. No, you're not invited to my engagement party. I'll see you at the next one.
Lars is being messy this season.
But it was good. It was good. Do we have any, let me see if we have any random questions that we need to sprinkle
in. I got
in.
5 minutes. My car's picking me up.
All right, fine. Oh, do. For me and Tam, what do we got?
I know the producer texts me and he's like, I know you just had surgery and everything. Are you going to be able to drink today? And I'm like, I might have a couple glasses of champagne today. I haven't drank since the surgery to get me through this interview.
Okay. The question for me or you was, have we heard anything about this new reported housewife for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? I saw it all yesterday online the same way you did. It's Ida Williams. Robbie Williams' wife. I've known her forever. If she would come on the show, she lives a big life. Robbie Williams
also read it was one of the friends that stopped talking to Crystal?
That is correct. I don't know if you read it, but that is correct.
I did read it.
But I know her, and I think if she would do the show, whenever you bring on, like, Robbie Williams was like a huge celebrity in the 90s.
I had to Google him, and he has a good song that I really like. How did you feel about Kyle being asked who should come on the show? And she said Chrissy Teigen. She didn't say you. Does that bother you?
No, that didn't bother me. If she would have named a past housewife that wasn't me, that would have bothered me.
Okay.
But no, her saying Chrissy Teigen, like, I think Kyle's smart at this point. Like, if they want to bring me back, they'll bring me back. If they don't, they don't. But like saying in the press for her to get eaten alive, me, it's not worth it.
I got a DM about me being on Ozempic. I'm like,
I know, everyone's obsessed.
Lady, I've been the same weight for 20, maybe even 30 years. Sorry. Nope.
No, everybody's latching on to that now at this point.
I'm actually up 5 pounds right now from sitting on my butt.
You're swollen probably because the surgery.
My stomach's bigger around than it's ever been right now from
surgery. But the last question is for both of us. Would we consider doing Dancing with the Stars? I love these questions.
So listen, I always said the day I get asked, if I ever got asked to do Dance with the Stars, would be like the death of me, because of course I'd want to do it because I love the show, but I am the worst dancer in the world.
Do you think that you're a worse dancer than me?
We're probably the same.
Dance off pod.
Oh geez. I don't really have any rhythm. And I took dance classes. I have no rhythm. And I did take dance lessons for the cha-cha when I got married. And I learned the steps. But you can learn the steps, but it doesn't mean you have like the natural flow and rhythm and all that. But when I'm drunk, I feel like I'm a very good dancer.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. It's an opening of a paper bag. I'll probably be there if you're going to pay me. I like to try new things. Dancing with the Stars.
I want to see you on Traitors.
Oh, I know.
I like to see us together. I'm on episode six now.
I think they did them all at once. A Traitors special episode where we recap all of it and put it into 1-2 teas in a pod. How do you feel?
Well, let's have Brandy on and we'll.
Do you think Kate Chastain will?
Well,
come
Brandy's
on with
close
me?
With Kate. Oh, she doesn't like you?
No, we had a Bravo, like, remember the first year of BravoCon, they had us both up and we had to battle it out. Like, I don't remember what we got in a Twitter fight or something.
My driver Donald's texting me. He's my favorite driver.
Hi, Donald.
Be out soon, Donald. You forgot me once.
All right. Well, you know what? Can happen to anybody. All right. Well, thanks, Tam. I will be talking to you next on Monday, but I'll be in Mexico. I'll fill you in on why later. I can't tell you why. Bye.
Asshole.
Love you. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all new bottle for an all new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.